Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ron, did you realize that when the Steelers went in to play Indy that year, and a lot of people trying to make the parallel here between now and 05, many similarities, the Steelers were an 8.5-point underdog?
I was there at that game. Ben took them right down the field on the opening kickoff. And the other memory I have—
Twice in the first quarter?
The first drive.
Yeah.
So now Indy comes out with Peyton Manning, and I'll never forget. This was before Lucas Oil was in the RCA Dome.
Yeah.
Right? The third play, like Manning threw an incompletion, maybe a 2-yard gain. It's 3rd and 8, 3rd and 7, and all of a sudden you hear these chants: defense, defense in their building.
Yes.
I'll never forget that.
Man, that would have been one of the all-time. We got screwed by the referee games because they
Polamalu interception.
Yes, they dominated that team. A great Indianapolis offense. It was 21-3. 21-3, and I think that's when that happened. And it just wasn't the same after that. Then you had the famous play and everything else. But that would have been an all timer. They deserved to win that game. All right. The Juju situation, neither Ron nor I believes it's realistic he'll play, but who knows? I don't know. A lot of weird things happen this time of year with guys coming back from injuries. I mean, Terrell Owens played with a broken leg in the Super Bowl. Jack Youngblood played with a broken leg. Can you think of any other weird injury comebacks off the top of your head, Ron?
No, not to that degree. I remember the hockey player played on a broken ankle, right? Was Bob Bond?
Nick Bonino played a little while on a broken leg in that series.
He didn't play long, but he got up and blocked a
second
shot.
But he played.
He got up and blocked a second shot. That's one of the moments I'll always remember about that playoff run. He blocks a shot. I believe it was P.K. Subban. A wicked slap shot. He goes to the ice basically crippled, but play continues. He gets back up and blocks another shot by Subban. And then he was done. He couldn't continue. I'll never forget the toughness he showed then.
I know.
Or the idiocy he
crazy.
Showed.
Crazy. Trevor
one
Daly.
One way or the other.
Trevor Daly, the same the year earlier, did the exact same thing against Tampa. Had a broken leg, but he crawled back to the front of the crease in front of Matt Murray.
That's
against
what they
Tampa.
Do. That's just, what those guys do.
Well, football players do it too.
Yeah.
They do.
I still maintain hockey players are tougher.
I disagree.
Oh.
I disagree.
I think hockey players are the toughest of all.
I think that's unfair to football players.
Okay. I told you who agreed with me.
Yeah?
The legendary, the one and only, the personable one, Paul Chryst.
Paul Chryst agreed with you.
The former pit coach. He was buddies with Tony Granato when Granato was an assistant coach. And Chryst was in the press box for a playoff game. And I talked to him, my only time he ever really dealt with him one-on-one. And he was so easy to talk to, except if you talk football.
As compared to usual, yes.
Except if you talk to football. And I said, I don't know how you feel. Something happened in the game. And I said, I don't know how you feel. I said, Paul, but I'm convinced hockey players are the toughest in sports. He goes, Ron, I agree with you. I'll never forget that conversation.
I just, when I go into a hockey.
I'm not saying that football players are wusses.
No.
I'm just saying hockey players are a unique.
See, I think that's doing a disservice to football players. When I go in a hockey locker room, or at least when I used to, it never looked like a football locker room after a game. Never looked like a football locker room.
You know, the other thing.
Those places look like mass units. The stuff that Juju and Ben, all these guys play with. It's a far more violent sport.
My other story about that, and this comes from your friend Bibbs, Bob Airy, about the six-stitch rule. He was telling me this one time. I said, Bob, what are you talking about? He goes, well, we get cut all the time in games. Like, you know, you get a stick or puck or something. And I said, what's a six-stitch rule? He goes, well, if you six stitches or fewer, you don't take Novocaine. They just put like a fish hook through your face six times. Can you imagine what that must feel like? And I said, well, what if it's 7, 8, or 9? He goes, well, then they give you Novocaine. And I said, well, why wouldn't you take it anyway? And he goes, if you don't take the Novocaine, you get back into the game quicker than if you take the Novocaine, you can't get back in as quick. That's their mentality.
But isn't that the mentality of football players, too?
I don't want to misrepresent myself here. I am not making fun of football.
No, players. I know.
I just think if it's this way, it's just a little bit for NHL players.
That's all. Cam Hayward talked today. And was very, very interesting. Let's hear from him and his little scrum with reporters today.
Just wanted a chance to make it to the playoffs. And, we were on the edge of the seat. Took a little bit more than the regular 60 minutes, but glad to be a part.
So you weren't asleep, like my key going
off? No, I wasn't asleep. I probably yelled a couple times at the screen while my kids were asleep, but it is what it is.
Kim, do you feel like, every game is different in the NFL. Sometimes things get away from you, sometimes you kind of try to preach at the guys this week just because they beat us the last time doesn't mean that's what it's going to be this week.
And, obviously you look at our last game and it was not a good game on our front. Just got to be ready to play. Not really more you can say. You know, we did not have a good game and a good game plan, and can't be happy with that.
What did go wrong in that game? What is the confidence that you have a better plan and better?
Real question is, what went right in that game? I can't say it enough, man. When it rained, it poured. Defense, we didn't get off. Penalties. They were able to run the ball. We didn't get enough pressure on the quarterback. I know offense, they feel like they didn't play well. They didn't put up points. Special teams, we started the game missing a field goal. All that combined, it's not setting yourself up good for, winning any type of game.
Mike said that it's not a game that you can necessarily learn from, that it takes a total reboot of a game plan. But as a guy that was in it, can you learn?
We're not as familiar with them because we don't play them. They're not in our division, but that's about it. I think our execution has to be a lot better. But we understand we're playing a really good offense, a really good team. MVP type of quarterback. A skills player galore when you got Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Mecole Hardman. A big offensive line, opportunistic defense. You look at what they got a good formula up there.
If you go back to that 2018 game at Heinz Field, he's kind of had your number. Is the instinct to change up what you do or just execute what you guys execute better than what you have?
I one thing I can recall in both games we've played them, we haven't executed well. That's shame on us, but you tip your hat to them. He's a heck of a quarterback and, he leads his team and, mental errors and, mental mistakes and missed tackles and not being in your gaps. That's a recipe to, give an offense what they want all day. So you can't do that.
You have to try to get there with four then as much as possible.
Yeah, you know, if you're blitzing, you're leaving your back end wide open. You know, I'm not going to say it, tell you, I know what our secondary is going to be doing every play, but I don't want to leave them on an island too often. You know, we got the rushers to do it, but we got to play a whole lot better than we did last time. You know, he's got the best run after in the game. You know, he gets the ball and, you know, he's quick to speed and, you know, that intermediate catch and is able to extend it down the field, it's, you know, it's second to none. I think, you know, he does so well in that and you always got to keep your eyes on him because if you don't, he's going to burn you and, you know, get a drag across the field. So, you know, it takes us making sure we keep our eyes on him. You know, everybody getting to the ball and not letting him get quick to speed. You know, and then when you get him in the red zone, you know, he's the magnet. You know, I think everything really runs through him. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
When we talked to Rob Slay yesterday morning, he said one thing that he likes about Mike Tomlin is the consistency and energy in those 8:30 meetings. What are those meetings like? How does Mike T kind of get things started there?
Can't tell you. You got to be in them. You know, I think Rob said too much.
Yeah, in terms of the run defense, mm-hmm. I think the last 11 games it was like 165 yards a game, but you guys went 7-3 on those games. I think the key is your red zone defense was like 50%, one of the best red zone defenses in the league. Is it tougher to run the ball into the end zone as opposed to throwing it in today's NFL?
It's more compact, especially in the red zone. You know, the corners and safeties are closer to the line of scrimmage. And, you know, I always think in red zone defense, it's hard to pass the ball as well because, you know, the holes get smaller. But, man, I would like to stop the run. I think when you look at it, stopping a run is way more fun than not stopping a run.
this could be Joe's last go around too on your defense. Mm-hmm. I mean, what does it mean to have him and his presence back there? And you didn't have him in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about that last week, and then luckily he was able to get out of the COVID protocol in time. But man, it sucks when you know you feel like you can't be a part of the last game because you don't know. But and to get a guy like that back. Veteran leadership, the ultimate swag guy that brings the confidence to the group. And, you know, he's a communicator. Not a lot of people realize how smart and how savvy Joe is. So, you know, it's good to have him back.
Yeah, was a 2-touchdown point spread and motivator?
It was just that? I thought it was more. you know. It's not my decision, man. Like, they must be seeing something. So, it is what it is.
Maybe you hopeful TJ. It looks like TJ's in a better spot physically now than he was the first time he saw him.
TJ's going to play?
I think I heard that.
Oh, man. Shoot, I didn't know. You know, he got hit in the nuts last week. I thought he was out. You know, my son said, TJ got hit in the hot dog? I was like, yeah. But, you know. Yeah, you know, he was dealing with a lot, but, you know, hopefully he's able to go 100% this time.
Without revealing too much like Rob did, Mike T this season, what does it do for a group like you guys that have some younger guys when you're going through a season that it's a roller coaster, that things are just pretty fluid and change between you? What does he do as kind of a steadying force?
You know, if I could compare it, you know, it's not a roller coaster, you know. We're basically canoeing out there. You know, we're out, you know, just staying level. You know, he doesn't, you know, get out of character. He doesn't have to do anything different, but, you know, he preaches the same goals. You know, whether it's, you know, stopping the run, understanding situational football, and, you know, being in our face about it, being honest with us. And when you understand your goals, it allows you to, you know, expect that from yourself and not accept anything less.
Thank you. making sure the canoe is not tipping over.
Yes, hands down.
You just mentioned the situation of football. Your
yes.
Your numbers on third down, and your, like you mentioned, your red zone numbers are good.
They are? She's got all of that stuff. I don't really look at that stuff because I usually want to throw it back in her face after I look
at
it.
Top 10 in both of those stats. Is that the sign of a good defense? What's the sign of a good defense?
Good defense is a team that gets a W at the end, honestly. Whatever it takes, it can be unpredictable sometimes, but a good defense rises to the occasion and is ready for whatever is coming at them.
Well, Patrick Mahomes is going to be coming at him on Sunday night at 8:15. And, man, those first moments of the game are going to be critical. We mentioned that the Chiefs have the best first possession offense in the NFL, which is a tribute to Reed, Bieniemy, Mahomes, the way they script those first 15 plays. And, Ron, they have the highest scoring first quarter offense in the NFL. After that, they've had some struggles,
like
actually.
Toki said, weather the storm. You know, you're going to get that. But, man, I can listen to Cam. He's one of my all-time favorites, Joe. If everybody was like that, how good would our jobs be? He is just such a – he's an insightful person. He's a patient person. And he's just fun to talk to, I think.
The Steelers win the toss. What would you do? Defer?
I take the ball.
Interesting.
I want to get the lead.
Very interesting.
I want to take the lead. They're going to let Ben call it. He blew them both the other day in Baltimore.
He said he changed the way he called them, right?
He always
went to tails.
He calls tails. Opening, to start the game, he called tails. It was heads. And then overtime, he called heads, and it was tails. He almost always calls tails.
You would take the ball.
I would. I don't want to defer. Because if I defer, I'm down 7-0
yep.
before my offense gets on the field.
Yep.
I guess that's a bad way of looking at it, but I take the ball and hope that Ben can get at least a field goal, a touchdown, get an early lead, and then see what happens.
Well, Patrick Mahomes was asked about Ben and going against Ben, and also asked about possible changes the Steelers could make strategy-wise in the rematch, and he had some interesting answers to both questions. I'll tell you what he said. Next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ron, did you see what Antonio Brown told TMZ? He landed in L.A., I guess, after spending a week in New York City, which is where he had his meltdown. Did you see what he said about what happened that day? They asked him, and he said, and I quote, "It probably wasn't necessary or professional," he said. You think?
Antonio's not the brightest bulb in the room. He just isn't.
Wow. I'll tell you what, though. He's probably going to make a lot of money. Did you see where that thing is going to be?
The video of it or
yes.
Something? They're going to sell it?
Yes. It's going to be sold as an NFT, and I don't even know what an NFT is.
I don't either.
What is it, Horse?
I don't know.
What are these things that they call NFTs? Little, like, what are they? I don't know. Do you? Why doesn't Horse talk today, Ron?
Is he eating
an apple? It's like he's gone silent on us.
I don't know what an NFT is. I saw that he's going to make some money off of that, though.
Of course he is.
But he lost some money, too.
It's a non-fungible token.
Probably lost any chance of getting to the Hall of Fame.
Does that help you?
What's that?
It's a non-fungible token. Unique and non-interchangeable unit of data stored on a blockchain. That doesn't really help me.
After you read it, I still don't understand.
I know less about it now that I read it. Basically, it's a replica of what happened that you make money off of. That's it. And that's all we need to know.
I'm sure Antonio will turn it into something.
Patrick Mahomes was asked about the Steelers.
Yeah, I want to hear this. What did he say?
He was asked about Ben. He said this. He's an all-time great quarterback that's going to be in the Hall of Fame, but he's still playing great football right now. If you look at the big-time throws he's made to keep their season alive, we know it's going to be a great challenge. Not just him, but that entire team. They have an attitude about them, a mindset they play with. So we're not taking them lightly at all. They're a team that's beat a lot of good teams to get here, and playing against Big Ben is an honor for me.
He didn't say anything about sitting out Hill and Kelsey, huh?
Well, Hill played, but he wasn't very healthy.
He didn't say that about sitting him out this week to
save him for next week.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that Nick Wright who said that Fox Sports again?
Was it Mahomes and Kelsey or
rest him?
Hill and Kelsey. I don't know. He said, why bother? Why play him?
He also said that the Steelers, he would expect them to change their strategic approach. They have a lot of really good coaches over there. They've played in playoff games. They understand how to change stuff up. They understand to go back to what they're great at. So we're expecting a battle. Are you, Ron?
I would be surprised if he didn't say all those things.
I know.
And we saw the level Andy Reid went yesterday when he said what? They're playing like a number one seed or something like
that.
That
was a bit much.
That was a little bit much.
For God's sakes, they barely beat Tyler Huntley. What am I doing here, Ron? They're not going to win, are they? Am I really going to pick them to win?
You have until tomorrow afternoon at 1:45 to make that call.
Can they win the game?
I give them very little chance. I like them to cover, but I don't know that I can pick them to win.
We don't have a chance.
Yes, I'm picking him to win the game, Ron, for all the reasons I denoted.
Now, this is the Beano Cook.
Oh, my God. Did you see Mahomes' career numbers against the Steelers?
I'm afraid to ask.
Two games.
Oh, that's well, he had the one big one here. They win 38-31 or something?
Yeah, in his second start, I think, or third. I would venture to say you would be hard-pressed in the history of the NFL to find any player whose first two games against any opponent can outdo this. You ready?
Huh. Go ahead.
46 of 58 for 9 touchdowns, no interceptions, and 584 yards. You like that,
and
Ron?
That's why he is a legendary quarterback at this stage of his career.
46 of 58. There's nobody else that he's played one time or 10 times or any time in between that he's completed 80% of his freaking passes against. 46 of 58. They should just quit now. No, I'm picking the Steelers, Ron. 9 touchdowns and no picks and 148 passer rating. That's crazy.
He's just an unbelievable talent. And I've said this before. I don't know if he's not going to win 7 Super Bowls, but I think I could see him being regarded as an all-time talent, just like Brady and Marino and the other guys, Elway.
Has a little bit of his magic worn off? Yes or no?
Did early on in the season. I thought he wasn't off to a great start. He had a bunch of interceptions in those early games. I don't think he's thrown too many as of late, though, has he?
No, he hasn't. And even when I look at last year, I was just about to say, you know, he didn't seem the same in the playoffs. My God, he against Buffalo in the AFC title game, he was 29 of 38 for 325, 3 touchdowns and no picks.
And I'll tell you what, he played as well as anybody in the Super Bowl.
I agree.
You know, he was fabulous. He was running for his life, throwing sidearm as he fell down, completing passes.
I agree. It was amazing.
I mean, he did not have a fair chance, and he made it. He still made plays.
The year before against San Francisco, he was under great duress in the Super Bowl. 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He does have 4 interceptions in his 2 Super Bowl appearances. But before that, take away those games. In all his non-Super Bowl playoff games, he has, let me count them up, 11, 15 touchdowns and no picks in the AFC playoffs. 15 and none.
I don't remember the San Francisco game, but I do remember. I give him a total pass on what happened last year.
Me too.
I don't care if he threw 4 interceptions, I'd give him a pass because I don't know that I've ever seen a quarterback under the duress that he was under.
Here's an interesting little stat, Ron. You ready for this little treat?
Sure, I love the interesting stats.
This little nugget? The one thing about Mahomes is he has fumbled in each one of his Steeler games. And in the postseason, he has fumbled 7 times in 9 games.
Well, Ben has fumbled a lot in his career, too, and that's what happens sometimes when you try to extend plays. Right?
And he lost 5 of those fumbles. And early in the game, last game, Highsmith racked him up. The ball popped straight in the air, and Joe Turney, whatever his name is, caught the ball and ran with it.
Those guys extend plays, and sometimes they get burnt when they do it.
And
Ben was the same way.
Yes.
Looking to make up. How many times have you seen Ben get hit from behind and lose the ball?
But you get that. You got to recover. If they get a chance, they have to recover it. Juju dropped in it, or not Juju. Who am I thinking of? Minka dropped an interception. He dropped an interception in that game. Witherspoon had an interception. Hayward jumped offside. There's a chance they can get the ball once or twice from Mahomes. There's a real chance of that.
He's not perfect.
No, he's not. And he did struggle at times this year. But as Romo pointed out on the broadcast, he learned to just take what's given sometimes. That sometimes you need to go on a 14-play drive like he did against the Steelers.
He's going to do whatever
he had to learn that
has to do to beat you.
And that's the problem. On the other hand, the guy could turn an ankle early in the game. We don't know,
or come down with COVID on Saturday morning.
I mean, that's
not that I wish that on anybody.
That's like hangs over every team in every sport right
sure
now,
it does.
Doesn't it?
Sure it does.
But yeah, I mean, within the game itself, you just don't know. And if a couple plays, weird plays, had gone the other way, that game could have been different at the start. What are they doing is throwing a flea flicker on the first play of the second series? What in the world? But Hokie says McLeod was open.
And he said Ben just didn't get it there. I don't know. It wasn't somebody laughing at that call saying you got to – I think it was Charlie Batch saying, how do you have a flea flicker if you're not trying to run the ball if you don't have the threat of a play action, you know?
Yeah. How about just a normal downfield intermediate passing game with a tight end over the middle?
And this time you got Mahomes. This time you're gonna have Freiermuth.
What if Ben just had one more great game in him, Ron? Do you think he does? One last one?
I don't know. I can't answer that. But would I be surprised if he does? No, not a little bit.
All right. Well, we have a treat for you next. We have, what's the name of this song, Horsey Boy? Here we go, Steelers by what's the man's name? Roger Wood. He's the one that came up with this song in the first place, Ron, years ago in the 90s. You know how it goes. I know the song.
I've heard it a few times.
Well, there's different variations of the song.
I've heard it a few times.
And we're going to listen to the latest iteration just in time for the playoffs. You ready for that?
I guess I'm not a big music guy. I don't even care that much for Renegade, but that's just me.
Well, we'll hear it next. The newest version of Here We Go Steelers from the man who originated it. That's next on Cook and Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Ron, I was about to treat you to the new Here We Go Steelers song, and technical difficulties have prevented that, and now Horse has completely lost it.
He's lost his mind back there.
You ever watch the Bronco bucking on like ESPN 8, where as soon as the bull flies out of the door, he just goes absolutely nuts? That's Horse right now.
No, he says we're good.
Horse, may I tease to something first, or may I say something first before we go to this? Because I teased to Brooke Pryor and the Juju situation. So he said right after his surgery, he's been on IR since October 16th, right, with the shoulder surgery. He said then, or actually no, he said December 7th when he was asked about it, a possible return, he said AFC Championship or the Super Bowl, either one works for me. There's a percentage that I could possibly come back and compete in the AFC title game. That's where I'm at right now. This was about a month ago. He said he gave it a 5% chance of returning. But, man, she says it appears the odds are greater that he could play this season, perhaps as early as Sunday's wild card game.
I just don't see that. What's
a few weeks difference?
Well, a few weeks difference gets you to practice and get back into the flow of the game a little bit. When he talked about, a month ago, probably easy to say, maybe 5% AFC Super Bowl, because it didn't look like they were going to make the playoffs. Now, all of a sudden, it looks like they're in the playoffs. I think that might speed up the timetable a little bit. I would be shocked if it's this weekend. Next weekend, not so much. And then the AFC title game would be the weekend.
But to me,
that,
if you can play next weekend, then you could – I'm not saying obviously he should. I'm just saying, like –
if it's technically possible.
Yeah, like if you're ready next weekend, there's at least a small chance – at least as good of a chance as Jacksonville beating. When he said that, Ron, they were 6-5-1 coming off a win against Baltimore.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, but look at who they had to finish with, though. They had to go to Kansas City.
Minnesota.
They still had to play Tennessee yet, right?
But, I mean.
I know what you're saying.
Man, would that be something. All right. Let's hear from, is it Roger Wood? Is that the name? The inventor, the originator of the Here We Go Steelers song. And apparently he changes this from time to time. And here we go. Literally, here we go, Ron.
Got a nice beat.
Here we go.
Ron Cook.
Here we go.
Ron, Ron, Ron Cook.
Here we go.
Ron Cook is a nice
man. Here we go. Pittsburgh's gone to the Super Bowl.
Here goes Ron.
Cheer the Steelers back in the gold.
Here goes Ron.
This town of Pittsburgh's heart and soul.
Here we go.
The Steeler Nation has the best fans. We are from Pittsburgh, the six-time Super Bowl champ.
Here we go.
Do, do. Is it rolling on your own?
Here goes Ron. Steelers, here we go.
Here goes
Ron. Super Bowl, here we go.
Coach Tomlin is ready to win.
Here we go.
With Johnson, Fryer, Muth, Claypool, and Ben.
Here we go.
We'll go to Najee when we need a touchdown. And if you get
Ron Cook's gonna write his column after the game.
Here
Ron Cook.
Let's listen to the song instead of adding to it.
He should get you in here, Ron.
Steelers, here we go. Pittsburgh's gone to the Super Bowl. Here
Ron
we go.
Now the offense is ready to score.
Here we go.
And there's one thing we know for sure.
Here we go.
If we don't get it in the end zone, Boswell's toe.
That's a good line, right?
That is a good line.
How about Bos missing an easy one in Kansas City? First time in 44 tries, Ron.
Here we go, Steelers. Here we go. Pittsburgh's gone to Super Bowl. Here we go.
We got Hayward, Sutton, Hayden.
Here we go.
Fitzpatrick, Archibald Smith, gets a sack again.
Here we go.
The other team won't gain any ground. Gonna bring the steel curtain down.
Here Ron goes.
Defense, defense, defense.
Here Ron goes.
Defense, defense, defense. Here we go.
Defense, defense.
Here we go. Pittsburgh's gone to the Super Bowl. Here we go.
Seems like here we go is a large portion of this song. Ron. Do you think he hires people for those sound effects?
Yes.
Here we go.
Here Ron goes.
All right, I've heard
right,
it.
Yeah,
I've heard it.
It was good. I liked it. I like it
you
a
know,
lot.
You know, Joe, we've missed this, the big story of the day, though. We didn't get an update on the Mars High School coaching job. Any new developments along those lines?
Not that I know of. Horse, have you interviewed?
Of course not.
Horse, did you like my ad-libbing to the Here We Go song?
Of course not about that, too.
I know Ron didn't. Ron took us by storm today. Let's not bury the lead here. He did an unveiling, a surprise unveiling in the
He's given us
first,
a lot of treats this week.
Yeah, in the first segment.
Let me show our viewers out here. Buffalo, University of Buffalo shirt, right?
A University of Buffalo shirt and Ron Cook Jr. It says Cook Jr. on the back.
Number two.
Yeah.
The running back, and he's now going to be a senior at Buffalo, Ron Cook Jr. And I've been following his career. We all have been following his career. He's a little diminutive of a football player, like 5'9", 185.
Yeah.
Returns punts. And I'm just following his career. Ron Cook Jr.
Could be the next Deontay Spencer.
He could be.
Could be.
And I think Ron's in a new phase.
And the
he vowed never to wear another jersey or anything like this. And now 2 in 1 week, both Buffalo related.
Well, one was forced upon me. This was my choice.
Yeah. Who got that for you again?
My friend Filippo Lombardo. His family owns Domenico's Restaurant in Cranberry, where I hang out. He's the one who first sent the picture to us of Ron Cook Jr. 30 seconds.
Yes.
Somebody from Robert Morris texted you, and you go, "You're not going to believe this. There's a Ron Cook Jr. on the Buffalo."
It was a landmark day on the show, and now it's come full circle.
Now I got my shirt on Cook Jr. So it was fun to wear it today.
And that's the one you would have had me wear if I had lost the bet last week.
Yes, this was the one I would have had you
wear. I would have worn that proudly.
You'd have worn it gladly.
In fact, I'd like to buy it from you, to be honest with you.
It's not for sale.
What's Cooking? Presented by your local Pittsburgh area GEICO agent, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
And by Mr. Reuter.
Thank you, Mr. Reuter.
Call 412-REUTER-2. Ron, we have a date at 10 a.m. tomorrow, and we're going to just solicit. You know what I want to do is solicit visions of the game. Visions of the game. I want to know what people are seeing when they see this game unfold and what a realistic path toward victory would look like. I wrote about it today at postgazette.com offensively. You can see that. Ron's had a number of very good pieces today, or this week, I mean, at postgazette.com. Johnny in Cranberry wants to weigh in before the show is finished. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, guys, great show as always. Had a comment on wanted to comment on the Steelers this weekend and what you guys read about Mike Florio saying about being flat-footed. You know, my take is I would love to see Ben. I would rather see Ben go down with three or four interceptions and lose, but taking some long ball 50-50 chances to Washington and Claypool than doing the dink and dunks all day.
An early
first quarter heave, you know, on a third and mid, third and five, and look at it as a punt if they get an interception, but get them on their feet early and open up the running game.
I'm with him, Ron. Thank you for the call,
John,
sir.
John, thank you for the call. I'm with you, too.
What a wonderful man
he seemed like. You know what? If Ben's going to go down, you want him to go down gunslinging, right?
Yes.
I mean, and no one will say, oh, this is a horrible end to his career. At least he gave it a shot.
I mean, yes. I don't think we're talking about throwing it 50 times. We're not talking about, you know, greatest show on turf stuff. We're just saying get the ball down the field against a team that's in your face trying to cover you with press coverage all the time. Take some shots. Yes, let Ben go down swinging a little bit. All right, Ron.
Let's do this again tomorrow morning at 10. I hope you have a great evening tonight.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, horse. There goes horse off into the sunset, galloping away.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.